praise the name of the Lord. In the eye of the storm, who's there? When the wars come, who's there? You know who's there. The Savior of our souls. He's always looking out for us. Sometimes it seems so difficult, so hard to go through something. But if we depend on Him the way we should depend on Him, those storms can't harm us. With the help of the Lord, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1, and we'll read the first verse. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil, or avoided evil. God had given Job everything. He had a big family. He had cattle. He had sheep. He had camels. He had many servants. He was a rich man. Well, when he had all these riches and everything, the devil went to the Lord and says, well, sure, he does what you tell him to do. And sure, he praises your name. Why? Because you give him everything. So what did the Lord do? The Lord said, okay, take away his riches. Take away his children. Take away all these things that he has, but don't touch his body. So the devil did this. Took all these things away from him. What did Job do? Verse 21. What did Job do? And he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. He didn't complain. He didn't turn his back and say, what did you do to me? His wife even told him, curse God and die. What a wonderful thing for his wife to say. Curse God and die. Oh, foolish woman. God has been there. God had taken care of him all those years. She saw how God took care of him. Now he was having some problems. And dear ones, you and I go through problems too. And when the road gets tough and the path is hard, do we say, well, that I've had enough of this religion stuff, I'm going the other way? Is that what you say? Or do you say, thank you, God, for what you've given me? Thank you for this great salvation. Thank you for looking at me like one of your children. When you go through hard places, I know it's not easy. Things are difficult. Things are hard. But God knows what you can endure. He knows what you can endure. Just remember, He's watching you and I. Different situations arise. Different things happen in our lives. Just look to Him. He tells us in His word that the wars will come, that difficult times will come, but that he will never leave us nor forsake us. True? Has he ever left you in a difficult time? There's times when you feel like, Lord, I can't seem to reach you. My prayers seem like they're hitting the ceiling and coming back. No. He hears you. He hears every word. Why? Because he loves you. He cares for you. He's looking out for you. Job's wife, and even his friends. Even his friends. They came to visit him. After his body was touched, he was in sackcloth and ashes. He didn't turn on God. He was willing to do what God had for him to do. If this is it, Lord, then this is it. But his friends, his wife, curse God and die? His friends coming to him saying he must have done something wrong. He must have did a bad sin. Is that how you go to visit people? Do you go and visit and say, well, you must have done something wrong? No. You go to comfort that one. You pray with that one. You read scriptures to that one. He needs encouragement. Are you so perfect that you can judge this person? I think not. In the eye of the storm, he's there. When the wars come, he's there. He hasn't turned his back on us. Our God is a great God, a living God, and a God who will never turn his back on us. Yes, you go through hard places, and yes, he might test you, but why? Because he believes in you. He believes that you can stand up and be counted. Somebody's calling out. There's someone out here that needs you. Go and visit that one. Encourage him. And you may go there and the brother might say, I feel so down. I don't know where God is. I can't feel his presence. And I'll pray with you. God is here. I'll read you scripture. This is the word of God. Go here and get yourself comforted. I feel down sometimes, and I know I go through pain and problems, but God has always been there for me, and he's there for you and I always. Don't ever think he's turned his back. We are all part of the family of God. All part of the family of God. What does that mean? Your family, you take care of your family. You visit one another. You feed one another. You pray with one another. You encourage one another because you're the family. And we are God's family. Otherwise, why would he have sent Jesus Christ to die for us? He couldn't look at sin and we were full of it. He sent Jesus Christ to die. So as the sister mentioned, he could see us through these rose-colored glasses. Otherwise, he couldn't look at us. But now, saved by the grace of God, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, our deliverer. So when you're going through these tough places, just remember, he's always there, dear ones. Always there. Proverbs 3:5-6, I'm always quoting it because it's so substantial to our needs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. He directs our path. He tells us which way to go. When we come to the crossroads, he tells us which road to take. Wait upon the Lord. Be of good courage. Chapter 27 tells us Job was faithful. He gave God all the praise. He didn't worry about everything. He was considering things because he was going through so much. He says in chapter 13, verse 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. Do you trust him this morning, dear ones? Do you trust him? Yes, we trust him. Why? Because he gave his son for us. He gave the life of his most prized possession for us. Why? Because we deserved it? No. But because of this great love that he had for us. Chapter 42 tells how God gave everything back to Job. He gave him more children, more wealth, everything. More abundantly than before. Because Job stood true. Job stood on the word of God. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he won't, dear ones. He loves us. He cares for us. And we in turn must care for each other. And when you visit the sick, go and encourage. Go. Tell them that you love them. Read the scripture with them. Sing songs of praises. Because our God loves us. Will the worship team come up, please? I'm almost through here. Listen, these are the things we are to do. Be encouraged and help each other. Don't condemn. Don't judge. For we ourselves are being judged. God is always here for you. And he was with Job also. We all go through hard places, but God is here for us. And when you're going through these hard places, just remember, he will undertake for you, as he did for Job, as he did for Joseph, as he did for David, as he did for Daniel, as he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Did he ever leave them? No, he did not. And he won't leave you either, because of his great love, his great understanding, his great faithfulness. Thank God for his presence with us today. And the songs we sang, they were so beautiful. It just tore my heart. In the eye of the storm, he's there for you and I. The name of the Lord be praised now and forever. Hallelujah.